in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06. Why'd you look at this picture here? I mean, look, listen, I've lost like 10 pounds in the last 3 days. Yeah. I'm going to lose another 5 in the next like 2. Uh-huh. And I still look like I weigh 400 pounds. Look at how pathetic do I look there? Look at that. Yeah, it's like a fat old dude. Yeah, you know what? I'm back on track. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's
glad you're with us this morning on this Tuesday, July 28th. It's the last day for me and Raj. We're going to hop on a plane and get out of here for a few days. I'll have my laptop, so I'll be locked into things going on here in Arkansas. I think we got JM with us. Justin Moore, good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Bub, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good, good. Glad to have you with us. And you're back in action, touring, doing all the things. And also got to say, your daughter Ella had a little surgery the other day. How's she doing? She recovering and feeling better?
This is just kind of the beginning. You know,
it's Tommy John, right? Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John surgery. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Unfortunately, they say anywhere from like a 6 to 9 month recovery. So,
I hate that for her.
You know, hopefully she'll get back just in time for the beginning of softball season. So she's not devastated yet.
What happened, Justin? Was because of that. You said it tore off the. I don't know that Tommy John surgery as well as I should.
Yeah, I'm not super educated on it. I mean, I know it's now a pretty common, you know, surgery to have.
You bet.
So, but no, she was sliding into third base during a tournament. I don't know, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and. Just immediately came up, you know, with a hurting. Kate was actually with me on the road, so it was just my dad and her at the game. So he had to take her to our doctor, and he goes, "I think it's just this, but it could be that. So come back in a few days and let me get an MRI." And ended up being like all of the above.
Yeah,
she had to have surgery.
Well, she's a tough worker. She'll recover. It'll be like you said, a long road, but she's got a good work ethic.
Well, the good thing for her, because she's so into softball. I mean, she plays basketball too, and so that's a bummer to miss most of that season, if not all of it. But she's not a senior. It's not right in the middle of her, you know, senior year or whatever. She's not going to miss her junior year, even a softball. She's just going to have to miss some basketball.
Right. Well, glad to have you on today. A couple of things. We'll visit with Rick Schaefer in just a second. Today's National Water Park Day. We're talking about memories you had of water parks in the state of Arkansas. For me, it was down in Panama City, right there next to Miracle Street Amusement Park. And so also talking about where you spend most of your summer what body of water, what lakes? Those are the two questions. We talked about the Razorbacks. Cal let the media come in and watch the team practice yesterday. So we got a chance to see all those good-looking freshmen play. We'll talk about that with Rick. Also, too, I think the first game in the Bahamas, I think, is Thursday. We'll get the details on that. I think you have to do that Flow Sports deal, which is always a pain to sort of deal with. You know, let me tell you, every time I've signed up for Flow Sports, Roger, I've ended up having to pay for the next, like, 6 months. Like, you try to get out of it, and you just, you know.
It's hard to cancel on you. I've got a couple of streaming things that I do.
You can't,
there's no customer service
numbers. It's terrible.
Nothing works.
I know.
I can't stand it. I've almost got to the point to where I'm going to cancel my credit card and get a new one.
I'm going to call my bank, tell them to cancel it. And not that one, but another one. Yeah, Justin.
I was just going to say, you know, like, why wouldn't ESPN or whomever want to put this on TV?
I know, this is the lowest
activity in the sports world of the year.
It makes no sense to me. You'd think somebody would find that it could sell it. It's Cal, you know, we're getting all these exhibition games with Kansas and Gonzaga because people love Cal. And you know, anywhere he goes with his teams, and I agree with you, Justin. I'm shocked that it.
I mean, instead of replaying South Carolina and Vandy from last year's football season, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I agree 100%.
The only people that care are whichever team won. The fan base that lost don't even want to watch it. Their own team, I know.
Who's the team he was talking about that he said, you know who I'm talking about without saying a name?
Was it Kansas?
I don't know. I'm asking him, why did he say
I can't remember.
You know,
I can't,
in the quote that
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, I know. I can't
he
remember.
Said, we got another one, you know who it is, you know, this and that sort of thing.
Yeah, he did say that.
Who, Cal?
Yeah, he was talking about the exhibition game yesterday.
I didn't take it as he was. Are you saying, Raj, he was saying that to someone who was
SID was beside him, I think, and he was trying to. He didn't know what had been released, and he said, "Well,
it wasn't derogatory.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it was Kansas at Kansas for an exhibition game.
Let's bring in Rick Schaefer. He might have some answers too. There, Roger Dice.
Mister
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Rick.
Morning, David. Good morning, Roger. Hey, good morning, Justin. You know, isn't it great to have a coach who, number one, he is so legendary. He can say whatever he wants to. He can do whatever he wants to. But to say, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Oh, have we released that yet?
I know.
That's just,
I love it.
That's hilarious. I love it too.
I do too.
You know, I've said all along, and I did have the opportunity. I was sitting right in front of him at Jim Lindsay's funeral, and he was sitting next to Matt Zimmerman. And I've met him before, and I've talked to him a couple times before, but you kind of have to remind him. It's been a while. And I said, first of all, I thanked him for the way he treats Nolan Richardson. John Calipari has been life-giving to Nolan Richardson. You know, Nolan lost his wife a little over a year ago. John Calipari has just embraced him and wants him at practices, encourages him to come to games. He wasn't going to go to that game where they were going to honor him last year.
Right.
Had Cal not and Matt Zimmerman not said, Coach, you got to come tonight. We're playing Texas. You got to be there. And then they honored him. So I thanked him for that, and I did share with him, and I said, I know humility won't, because I think he is a fairly humble guy for all he's done, and I said, you are the biggest hire that Arkansas has ever made.
Right.
And he kind of looked at me, and I said, because it's not that he will eventually be as good as at Arkansas as Nolan was or Frank Broyles was, or, you know, they became legendary, but they weren't legendary when they hired him.
Right.
And so here's a guy, and you look at the Arkansas schedule, I know it's a little frustrating that the games aren't at home, although he did point out that three of them will be at home next year.
Yeah.
Arizona, Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan. So, and that's okay. So it's next year, it's going to be a bang bang home schedule, but no coach, even Nolan, couldn't get games like he's getting. And he's already got four, and he says there's another one in the works on a neutral court. Now, who's that going to be? I don't know. Is it going to be bigger than North Carolina or Arizona? And so I thought you could only play two exhibition games. Obviously, I'm out of touch. I didn't know that because he's already got one schedule with Gonzaga, and then he breaks it and looks at his coaches and said, aren't we playing these games?
Yeah, I know.
You know, Kansas and Memphis. I mean, it's just he is amazing, and I just have to say, I have no idea where Arkansas basketball will be when he decides to retire. I hope that's a long time from now.
Yeah, I agree. Someone says, Ethan says he was talking about, Coach Cal might have been talking about the ACC Challenge, so he has to be talking about Duke. I don't know if that was the...
Well, he's talking about next year, because this year, the ACC Challenge, Arkansas is at North Carolina. So when he was talking about next year's home schedule, he said Arizona, Michigan State, and there'll be an ACC opponent.
Gotcha. Maybe that's what it was.
Because that'll be the home game. I don't think he mentioned who it was.
Yeah, Rick's got it spot on.
That makes sense. A couple things real quick, too.
That's who it was. He says it's an ACC team. You all know who it is.
Yeah.
But he didn't say it. That,
yeah.
So I didn't know if he
Duke.
Didn't.
Maybe it was Duke.
Well, we don't all know who it is because they haven't announced it yet.
Well, he said more specifically, he said, y'all all know who I hope it is.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of alluding to
Duke,
him wanting Duke.
Okay.
I didn't catch
yeah.
Well, there I mean, what a fun year. Even if three of those games are exhibition games, you get the other ones. I mean, it's you know, he knows deep what he say. He said, "Listen, that he said the Thanksgiving Day game last year was one of the highest rated ever." He said, you know, and he knows it's good promotion for the brand, for the kids. And so I know what, Justin, you mentioned last week. We wish he had more of those at Bud Walton. But he knows the value of the brand and the team. I think he said it was the largest audience ever, or like in decades, for that game, too, I think.
Well, here's the other thing you have to consider. And I shared this yesterday. Okay, when you're making all these arrangements, right now, ABC and ESPN have exclusivity on the SEC. So if you're going to play a game at Bud Walton Arena like that, one of them has to take the game. But if you want to be on CBS and Fox, which most SEC teams are not, you play these other teams. If you play a Big Ten team, it's going to be CBS or Fox. If you play an ACC team, it's going to be, I think it could be ESPN or Fox. If you play a Big 12 team like Arizona, it's going to be Fox. So it gets you on other networks that the SEC is not attached to because it's not home game.
Right.
If it's your home game, it's ESPN or ABC. Now, again, like I say, you would think if it's, say, Arkansas and Michigan State, wouldn't ESPN be interested in that? You'd think so. But at any rate, you get on other networks, you get more exposure. Well, and Cal can do that because he knows everybody.
That's crazy.
He knows everybody.
You know, the other thing, by the way, I would thank Edwards Food Giant again for sponsoring Rick each week. They are the meat people, multiple locations across the state, so go by and see them today. Talking about this class, you know, we got a lot of the media got a chance to watch them practice yesterday, and I think he said the average age of the current roster is 18 years and 7 months.
Wow. Yeah.
And for a reference point, I saw this in the Democrat Gazette, that the Michigan team that won the national championship this year, average age 21 in 7 months.
Yeah.
So it's a full 3 years. I mean, that's a huge difference. And then the other thing that was pointed out by a lot of people, just this team looked bigger. They were surprised. They have six players that are listed at 6'11 or taller. Now, there's only one is a big body type, but still just very lengthy team, and obviously a lot of those are young, too.
At the end of last year, we were all asking, okay, he's bringing all these guards in, but look who's leaving. And even last year, Arkansas didn't have the size it needed once it got deep into the NCAA tournament. And you're thinking, man, what's he going to do? Well, here they come. 6'11", 7 feet. I think he's got two that are over 7 feet.
Three.
Three is 7-footers. You know, to me, the biggest concern will be beds on the road. You know, what hotels have all these beds for 7-footers? I don't know.
Well,
and you can custom make them at home, I guess. But, so now you've got some size plus these guards. In fact, you've got so many good guards. You're looking at, say, Thompson, the guy that reclassified late, who's a five-star player. We've talked about this with our basketball experts. I think he could be a two-year player because he's coming in here. He's younger than everybody else, and you're thinking, okay, you got the number two player in the country. He's a guard. He's a one-and-done. And then you got a couple of those maybe one-and-dones. Billy Richmond will be gone after this year, most likely. This guy could come in, establish himself, and maybe give you a second year. And I think that's another thing Cal's looking at is how can I get guys in here that I'm not just going to lose after 1 year all the time. So this is the foundation, I think, of maybe the next 2 or 3 years it could be really, really good.
You know what's interesting is that, you know, we maybe over the years had a number one recruiting class every once in a while.
But, no one had one.
Yeah, I was thinking we had that was the Corliss year, I guess. But now it's like, it's no big deal. We got like 4 or 5 stars. It's just like, we expect it now. It's crazy how this thing has flipped to where we're expecting to be number one, number two. I mean, it's just the power of Cal, you know.
And that is his, and you know, the other thing is, and Kevin McPherson makes this clear, if it gets into a bidding war over one, he won't.
I get it.
He knows what his limit is, and he'll pay so much for a player. But if it goes over that, it's like, okay, next. Because there's still, you know, there's 23 or 24, maybe 5-star players out there every year. So if you don't get one, you can get another one.
That's right.
And of course, his record, this is where he has the strength that no other coach has. None. Not Izzo, none of them. Is that the money his players have made in the NBA. And he said, yeah, we'll pay you some money now, but it doesn't compare to what you're going to make in the NBA if you come here and play here for us.
Speaking of money, just transitioning real quick to baseball.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Of course, all the 12 or 15 players that were drafted, 15. All of them signed.
Three of them were coming in through the transfer portal. 12 were on the roster last year.
Yeah, which is an amazing number. Pretty darn impressive. Of course, some of these guys did not get, playing time, or not much playing time, that is.
Right.
But the other thing that's interesting, Roger and I were talking about it earlier, is that not one of the Razorback signees signed with a major league team. And, they lost a few guys over the, last year, one last year. And so I know they wanted to try to avoid that, but either they were very good in their choices, mm-hmm. that they made sure they were not going to get a kid that was going to go to the major leagues, or they backed off on maybe the talent level just a hair to make sure they got the player in the program. I don't know, but that was interesting. Not one signed with a major league team this year.
We were blessed last Friday to have Matt Hobbs on the show, and he gave us some great insight into that. Yeah, no, they didn't back off on their talent. He said they had three that they thought would be drafted, and they weren't. Now, that could have been increase in NIL. It could have been they let the major league teams know what it was going to take to sign them, and they weren't willing to pay that much for them. We've seen that happen before with good players. It could have been either of those, but no, they like the talent that's coming in. And we had Matt on the same day that Arkansas announced signing a pitcher from Japan. And that's a first. No SEC team has ever signed a high school player out of Japan before. I think Stanford had one a couple years ago. So this is a whole new deal. And he walked us through the process of how that happened. The guy does speak some English, which is good, because I don't know if you watch Major League Baseball, and say one of their Japanese guys, or let's say even a person who speaks Spanish, is the game-winning hit, and they're on the start of the game, they've got an interpreter there with them. So I said, are you going to have an interpreter with this guy? He says, no. He says, and we're already working on his English. He's going to be okay. But it's interesting, the team they put together. And, Dave Van Horn said in a press conference, and I think he's got one today too, that their NIL increased, and that's they could go out and get some players that maybe they couldn't get before.
That's what I thought. I'm talking about millions more.
No,
if I'm not mistaken.
But if that's the case,
I could be way off. But I know that they had much more money this year than they had last year, for example.
Which is how you get some guys that might have said, right, okay, this is what it takes to sign me because I know I can get this at Arkansas. Plus, you just think, major leagues, they really are understanding the value of college baseball. I can remember, of course, I was there for most of Norton O'Brien's great years, and then Dave was hired. I guess I was already out of the athletic department. Yes, I was. But Norm, every year, the draft just drove him nuts. And he never knew whether to – well, he did. You just had to cooperate with Major League Scouts. But he hated to, because he knew he was going to lose his players after their junior years, and he hated that. Or you have to battle high school players signing. And so it was – but Major League Baseball back then – did not regard college baseball as a great grounds for development. And also, Major League Baseball had a lot more minor league teams at that time. Now they've cut down their minor league teams. Each major league team only has four minor league teams. And because of that, they want to see their players develop faster, so they appreciate college baseball to the point where they've even proposed, by the way, that's a great song, that in the future drafts, you can't draft high school players. Now, that's not going to pass, but boy, would college baseball love that.
All right, last thing we got to ask you before you go. Again, thanks to...
You're throwing me into the ring of fire?
Edwards Food Giant. Yeah, no.
Are you bound by wild desire?
No, I'm not. Let's see if we can get this in. On this day in 1994, Rick, the 14th perfect game in the history of Major League Baseball was thrown. So if you can,
you have to give me some clues on that.
Okay, so here's the clue.
This was shortly before the season was canceled.
This name also shares a name with a famous country music singer, and actually even bigger than country music alone. He sort of crossed over to pop too.
So it's Cash?
No, that's a good guess.
Well, that's who you're playing.
No, that's just random. So that's just random.
That was just random. So okay, so give me the clue again.
So 1994, on this day, there was a pitcher that threw the 14th perfect game. And so it was, and I'll give you the hint. This should be the first hint. He played for Texas.
Nolan Ryan.
Nope. Again,
Nolan Ryan never threw a perfect game.
He shares a name with a very well known
country singer. Pittsburgh, Texas. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers is correct. I knew you'd work your way through it. Good job there, Rick. All he needed, Roger, was a little bit of help is what he needed.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers was the country singer was not the gambler was one of the great songs ever. Would you call it a country song? Because it was on pop songs too.
That's what I said. He was a crossover. Wouldn't you say that, Raj?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, there's no doubt. I think he was probably one of the first ones to.
But you know the song I hated
crossing over.
Ruby, Take Your Love to Town. I hated that song. I hated it.
Is that the one you always sing, Roger?
Oh, it's awful. That he's going to shoot his wife because she's going out and cheating on him. Oh, I hate that.
It's a freak, Rick.
So as good as The Gambler was, that's how bad that song was.
Yeah, but Baz doesn't like that one time at karaoke, I did Reuben James because I love that story.
It's a great story.
Reuben James.
Yeah. It's a great story. It's Rick. Just not one that too many people know.
Great stuff as always, Rick. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
Hey, and I'm sorry Johnny Cash didn't throw a perfect game.
Well, you know what? It was on this date in 1963 that this was number one in the great country
really?
Of America. Yeah.
I think I've shared either this song or Big Bad John were the first record I ever bought. And I think Big Bad John was before this one.
Well, listen to this version real quick.
Oh, is this you?
This is so good. Listen to this. No. I want Justin to do this.
Spanish
version.
Oh, great. He became a super lore. How about that?
One part.
That's hilarious.
Let's see if he gets to it. Here we go.
Yo sentí que sus llamas me abrazaban. Con su ador y me devoraban.
I like you, Roger. My new favorite.
He did it so well.
I want Justin Moore to cover Small Town USA in Spanish.
I can barely speak English.
All right, Rick, have a good day, buddy.
All right, you guys too. Thank you.
All right, don't go away. We'll be joined by John Daly. Got the Morning Mayhem fully assembled this morning, so don't go away. 728.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Basketball Conference schedule was released yesterday. Conference play will open up with Missouri on January 2nd. Their first road game will be at South Carolina on either the 5th or the 6th. Going through the presumed marquee matchups, Alabama will come to Fayetteville on January 9th, and they'll make the return trip to Tuscaloosa on February 13th. Arkansas will go to Tennessee on January 16th. Their only matchup against Texas will be on the road on January 23rd. Their lone matchup against Kentucky will be on the road on February 20th. They get Florida at home on February 27th, and they close SEC play against Oklahoma on March 6th. And in minor league baseball, the Arkansas Travelers will face the Midland Rockhounds tonight at 6:30. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, and a high of 104 and heat index values 110 or higher. So still another extremely hot and dangerously hot day. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a low of 80. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain and a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jock Straps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday. Justin gives you his Game Balls and Jock Straps on the Zone from 10 till 1. Brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today and get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jock Straps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside.
outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today. BR McGinty.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
You work out, but you walk the same route. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that king cup.
Whoa. All I wanted was something to eat. But the man kept pushing, sir.
Well, you did some pushing of your own, John.
They drew first blood, not me.
Look, Johnny.
Let me come in and get you the hell out of there.
They drew first blood.
Troublemaker is who Rambo was.
Such a good movie.
Troublemaker.
Morning Mayhem fully assembled. I'm David Bowes. That's Roger Scott over there. Justin Moore out at Moore Mountain and Poen. Christian Weaver producing, although under the weather. Getting ready to talk with John Daly here in just a second. Someone said, Matt, how about Justin doing Back That Thing Up in Spanish? I like that.
Oh, gosh. That'd be something.
Yeah, you know, there's two Back That Things Up, but Juveniles is Back That Thing. Thing Up. Yours is Back Juveniles. That Thing Up.
Yeah, yeah, with an A. Yeah. Yeah. And his came out in, I'm going to guess, 2099. So is that it?
2000, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Because it was big when I was in, I was like junior in high school, something like that.
Someone said, hey, Bass, saw you yesterday on camera, get up at Oaklawn. I thought, wow. What's that?
I was going to say, it's not really Back That Thing Up.
Yeah.
It's Back That Blank Up.
Well, the name of the song.
Yeah.
Is
the radio edit was.
Back That Thing Up.
No, it didn't know that, yeah. Someone says, saw you, Baz, get up at Oaklawn on camera yesterday. My thought was, he does look skinny after Tampa and all the travel. No, I gained weight, but I've lost literally like 10 pounds in 3 days.
How's that? How?
I've eaten nuts. All of
a lot of good. A lot of good dudes, yeah. Sir.
What are you trying to do?
Talking about, you know, it's just, you know, all I've had, listen, you know what I eat every day?
I am curious.
Egg whites for breakfast. And then I'll eat it after the show. And then all I've had is a can of corn, can of peas.
Can of corn?
Can of peas. I'll do that. I've had like four can of corn.
The can of corn did absolutely nothing for you.
I'm under 1,000. I'm under 1,000.
Shots?
No, I'm doing shots. But I was doing shots while I was in Tampa.
Well, I know, but I mean,
I can eat through the shots. I
know
the shots,
that's the. I just said you're not supposed to,
Justin.
You know what your problem is? No. Is that you? It's so easy. You got so much going on that you. It's a habit for you.
It is,
and it just on and on and on. You don't have time to not do that. And go to the gym or do something.
You're under 1,000 calories.
Under 1,000 calories a day. And I'm
a day?
Under a day, yeah.
But here's the thing.
I was doing under 1,200 for like 2 months.
we all know, for any of us, that's not like realistic for the rest
of
your life.
No, you can't. No, yeah. You can't. No.
I mean,
we're going with the Hatchers down to Florida.
So,
here
what are you trying? Are you going to be
shot? Oh, yes. I'm motivated. Okay. I'm motivated.
This makes more sense now. Okay.
Are you taking your shirt off?
Where are you going in Florida?
Down the Keys. And,
gotcha.
So, but the thing of it is, too, no tequilas for 4 days, not one. So, no empty calories there. So, that's been a 4 days. 4 days. That's progress for me.
Yeah, well,
save money and
there
calories.
You go.
Let's bring in our man JD there.
JD right there.
If he missed, if he had any tequila last night.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Garnonell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Russellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Keep taking
chances, living large. Hit it hard.
It's Roger.
Good morning. Good morning, JD.
Sorry, man. It's a habit.
Good morning, guys.
We're doing good. I was trying to think, Justin, we had you on, I think we had you on last Tuesday when we had John join us. And then John came back. He actually, you know, he lives right down the street in Clearwater from where we were having the SEC media day. So John came back and hung out the whole show, basically.
Yeah.
We had Coach Silverfield on and had Quincy Rhodes. And one of the great things, Justin, was I took John around and to see how, everybody responded to him. Feinbaum, oh, my gosh. And then I took him in to see Marty, you know, and Ryan McGee, Marty Smith, and – and just, you know, the great thing, Roger, think about it, you know, those same guys all love Justin Moore, too, and sure. And they all love Daly. It's really cool to see the Arkansas connections with everybody at the SEC Network. And I think you enjoyed. You had a good time, didn't you, JD?
Oh, it was a blast, man. See some friends and interrupt Saban's show. That was good.
He did. Justin, he went up and grabbed Saban. And you could see Saban. They were on the set. In the big room, and, you know, nobody usually goes up and just grabs Saban. So he sort of turns around like, hey, Feinbaum did the same thing. And you can see the reaction in their face. Oh, it's Daly. And,
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. It's
they're going to want him one of these days.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And, and I think we walked away saying that Silverfield did about as good as you can do. You know, I think he said about as much as you can say. I know he's tired of talking, and but he walked out. He walked away from there not saying anything that got him in trouble. Not throwing anything out there that was, you know, too big to say we couldn't back up. So I thought it was successful. I did see, JD, you were on the road yesterday. Roger, he was behind the wheel. You were driving somewhere because you were promoting. You were going to some restaurant to perform last night or something. Is that a recent one or is that an old one?
No, I'm out here at Fleming Island doing a golf outing today.
So,
I did a few songs with a buddy of mine. He's a pretty good singer. And we're here at Fleming Island. Buddy of mine, Ronnie McCann, he used to caddy for me, got this put together, and we're having a blast.
I heard you say, hey, looking forward to seeing a lot of people, but he said, I won't be shaking a lot of hands because of your shoulder. Your shoulder is so bad you can't even shake hands, huh?
Oh, it's pathetic. It's bad. This will be the first time I'm going to try to hit a golf ball since Akron, which was 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I'm hoping I can at least swing and get through this day and see what happens.
Justin, I know Justin went on, I think you were out in Oregon last week, Justin. Is that the, you guys go out and camp out? Did I see where you guys were camping at? Sometimes you play golf on that trip, don't you? Or am I getting trips screwed up with you?
I mean, the only time we go to a campsite, like a KOA or something like that, is when we just have a day off.
Gotcha.
It's just a place we can park the bus. So it's not specific to... you know, where we're at necessarily.
Gotcha.
It's just if there's a day off, instead of parking in a hotel parking lot, we'll try to find like a campground that's on a lake or, you know what I mean.
Roger, our buds are just on the road. They're on the road in the buses doing all the things.
That's
today is National Water Park Day. John and Justin. I was going to say, JD, do you have any memories of as you were growing up, either going to a pool or a lake or a water park that was something that was sort of a staple for the summertime for you?
Oh, we used to go to Piney Bay all the time there, just outside of Dartnell. It's a little ways from there, but we'd go to Piney Bay and jump off the rock. We used to have a blast there at Lake Dartnell.
I don't think I've heard of her. What is it called, Piney Bay? I don't think I've heard of that.
I think that's what it's called. And then just down where we used to live in Walcott Hollow Road, there was a little dirt road. We'd go about a mile or two down there. They had a swinging tire. We'd swing in the tire.
See?
Jumping in the water.
It's exactly what Roger and I were talking about earlier. You know, those are the days that, to me, what made our youth great. You know, not a lot of days now, take down the rope. Somebody's going to get hurt. Don't do that or don't jump off of this. And back then, we just did it. We were talking about slides and, you know, these carpet slides that would burn your butt or cut your leg or whatever.
See, you needed the one guy that smoked cigarettes to climb the tree to put the rope up there. You know, where's that guy now?
Justin,
where's that lady now?
I'm your monkey.
You're the guy. Justin, what about you? Did you have a place that you'd growing up that you went to water-wise somewhere near Poen or down the road?
Yeah, we had we had the same rope swing situation. There was a, it's still there, but there was a rock there where you had to back your, one of us had to back our pickup up to, and
to get it
to that rock.
Yeah.
You put your back tire on that rock and it was like the perfect distance. You stood up, dropped the tailgate, stood up on the tailgate and went off the swing. But,
sound like a song to me.
Yeah, it was fun,
but
exactly. So yeah, we had that, and then as far as water parks, it would have been Wild River Country for me.
Yeah, that's actually done pretty well. We had one in Panama City. I was telling the guys,
is that still open?
Yeah, it is. Right, you know, it's crazy. It's right next to Miracle Strip Amusement Park in Panama City.
Are you talking about Wild River Country?
No, I'm talking about in Little Rock.
No, it's closed. Yeah, it's closed.
I'm sorry. That's what I was talking about. There is a pretty good one in Destin, but the one growing up would have been Wild River Country.
I always thought it was sort of funny, and it's still there. They opened one right next to Miracle Strip Amusement Park in Panama City, and so I was telling Roger earlier and Christian. We would go out there. You got the beach. You got the marvelous beach right there. You know, the beautiful panhandle there. But we're going to go to the water park instead.
Well, you didn't have the slides at the beach.
That's exactly right. Okay. You didn't have the inner tubes and that kind of deal. So that's exactly right.
A shark.
Or shark, boy, isn't that the truth? 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also, speaking of water. JD, I don't know if you realized it because you've been so busy. Razorbacks will see some basketball action this week. I think Shep said the first tip-off is Thursday night. Let me see. No, first game is Friday night at 6. I didn't know who we're playing. Who are we playing, Christian? Do we know who we're playing?
Well, I know at one point we're playing the Bahamian national team, which actually I don't think the NBA players would be on it, but they do have some good players. But I don't think they'll be playing.
Are we playing like
that? They've got some legit players on that team. Like
Eric
Christian
Gordon,
said, though, they probably
won't
play.
DeAndre Ayton, those are all guys that have played for the Bahamas.
Okay, so it could be a fun matchup.
I don't think that those guys will be playing in this matchup.
I agree.
You know, John, I don't know if you got so much going on. Well, while Roger and I are gone, we're going to try to see if we can find. You got to get on that darn Flow Sports. It's the only time you sign up for Flow Sports is if you got a baseball game the Razorbacks are playing in or basketball. But I think
you're stuck with it.
I know you're stuck with it for 6 months. I think they play
for life.
Yeah, I think they play like four games. JD, I don't know if you got a chance to see yesterday. Cal was talking about. The schedule and all these matchups we're getting with, you know, we got exhibition games against Gonzaga. Who else did we say? Kansas, at Kansas. And then I think Memphis again, in addition to playing Michigan State, Arizona. It's just sort of bizarre, almost surreal watching Cal wearing, of course, remember everybody didn't, you know, hey, Cal's not wearing the red jacket.
Yeah.
And now he's got the Razorback logo and the Nike. And
It was silly for me to.
Well, that's okay. It was just we wondered, does he really want to embrace it? And
honestly, it's just not a good color on him.
Yeah, was it the red? But he's geared up now.
But the blue and the black because it's just a better color.
Well, he needs to wear that loudmouth Razorback jacket. I've seen him. I know he wears it.
Yeah.
Out to some of the dinners and stuff he goes to, but he hasn't worn it on the court yet. But
that would
be
fun.
I think it's smart. He's trying to play the best of the best early to get a feel. You know. pretty much, I think we have the number one recruiting class, and we're going to see how we are. But what do we got? Four brand new kids that, you know, that are replaced if their kids have left. But it's amazing what he does. I mean, how he wins that much with kids that never played together. And, you know, usually in college basketball and college sports, you know, that sophomore, junior is when the team gets really, really good. But I don't think he ever sees a kid that goes to a junior, the senior anymore.
Well, you know, he's going to get he's going to get criticized again.
Richmond,
you know,
the only one.
Because, John, we threw out the stat earlier. By the way, I want to thank Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John Daly each week, the number one Honda Power Sports dealer in Arkansas, number three largest in the United States. We mentioned earlier, it's the average age of this group, of this team, is 18 years and 7 months. And if you look at Michigan, who won the national championship, their average age, 21 years in 7 months. So if, you know, if he doesn't get a chance, if he didn't get to back to the Final Four or whatever, you know, people are going to go, well, you know, you said this last year, last couple of years, you're playing older teams. Why won't you do that? I just think it's in his DNA. He likes working with the young kids, the superstar talent that are one of
the last couple. I would argue, though, to those people, the last couple of years, we didn't not get to the Final Four based on our age at all. I mean, It was a lack of post presence.
Correct.
That really hurt us, and a lack of depth. If I'm not mistaken, this team has. If you include a red shirt freshman, Paulo Sumito.
Whoa!
I want to say that's nine freshmen.
It's crazy.
I think it's
crazy how many.
Now Mika Mirinen.
Yeah, he's
has
not like a typical
been playing.
Person. That's right.
Pro ball overseas, and you know you got a JUCO. Anyway,
yeah, he's still 18,
a couple. Is he really?
He's what?
I'm pretty sure he's 18 years old.
You probably right. Well,
he's got a lot of experience. But the other thing, John, is that he says this is a great defensive team too, and so that's always good to hear that you got a bunch of superstar athletes that. We'll play defense, you know, because you got to play defense to win games. And so, but it's a blast following Cal. I almost have to pinch myself to realize, do we really have Calipari as our coach? I mean, it's really, we're in year three. You know, he's been in two Sweet 16s with us already. And another one, number one recruiting class. It's not Kentucky. It's Arkansas. It's not Duke. It's not North Carolina. It's Arkansas. All right, JD, listen, be safe on the road. Enjoy your performance tonight, whatever it may be. And we appreciate you, brother.
You got it. Love y'all. Go home.
Love you, buddy. Go Hogs.
Love you, buddy. See you.
All right, 7:48. We'll come back. And if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. What is the water park memory you have? What body of water you spent a lot of time on this summer? Don't go away.
You say you haven't been the same since you had your little crack.
David Basil here, and if you're looking for the ultimate Arkansas getaway, make plans for Oaklawn in Hot Springs, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. Enjoy the area's only 24/7 smoke-free casino featuring more than 1,500 slot machines, plus live table games including blackjack, roulette, craps, baccarat, and more. And Oaklawn was just voted best casino in the 2026 Arkansas Times Readers Poll. Looking for live entertainment? The Oaklawn Event Center has a great lineup coming up, including Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin evening, Amy Grant, Cooper Allen, and Celtic Woman Silver Bells Christmas Tour. Make it a full experience with outstanding dining at the Bugler, the Oak Room and Bar, Silks Bar and Grill, and Mainline Sports Bar. Relax at the beautiful resort pool or treat yourself at Astral Spa, Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa. Come join the fun at Oaklawn and Hot Springs. Book your getaway and get tickets today at Oaklawn.com. It's Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Clint Sterner here for Low T Center, y'all, and it's time to celebrate. This July is America's 250th birthday, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with their own 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the fellas out there who start testosterone therapy and stay on it for 90 days, they're going to put $250 back in your pocket, huh? I'm telling you, Low T Center, it's where you win. Our founding fathers recognized that to change our circumstances, we must be free. And 250 years later, you have that freedom. So if you're over 40 with low energy, low sex drive, and not feeling like yourself, you don't have to stay that way, man. Low T Center's where it's at. Come celebrate 250 years of America with a Low T Center 250 for 250 deal. Because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating, dang it. Offer ends July the 31st. Go to fixmylowt.com right now for that free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com. Y'all get there. Make it happen. Let's celebrate. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296 for work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
One, two, three, four. Get up. Get on up. Get up.
Not what I want. Not even close.
Someone says, it's amazing. Justin sounds amazing. Healthy and enjoying life. How about that? People can just...
No, well, thank you.
Yeah. Someone says, Lock and Dam 2 on the White River. Access from Locust Grove. Used to jump in the river above the dam and slide down the moss-covered dam and climb up the metal rungs, anchored in the concrete walls to do it all again. It's the adventure of, you know, being a kid.
Wow.
Doing adventure stuff like that is
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, horseback riding.
Somebody said Magic 105 Adult Night at Wild River Country. That used to be a thing. Ed and Brian said that.
I don't know
nothing
about it. There's no photograph.
Yeah, Justin, yeah. That's Tommy, you yep. can imagine back when Magic was in its prime, how crazy that got out. You don't remember that, huh, Rod? You don't remember really doing many shows with it? It was Big Dave?
Don't have nothing to do with it. Yeah, that was all them. That was Big Dave and Tommy and Crawford, and I was not part of any of that. No video evidence, so it never happened.
Someone says, Marty McGee actually made mention about running into John Daly at SEC Media Days on their show this past Saturday. Someone said, you know what, I forgot to ask John about Junior, his son, played with Steph Curry the other day, Justin, and you should have seen the swing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That Steph Curry had, man. It was...
Yeah, he's a good player.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it looked like scratch golf kind of swing. And I think
he's scratch
or
below.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, he's that good.
It looked like it. I tell you, Wesley said was really good. I don't know if Bill Ingram told us this, but who was it? It was... he said Isaiah Joe is a really good golfer, too.
I remember him. Did he play in high school? Maybe or something, or maybe when he was in college, maybe it was a Hogs Plus thing or something. I don't know, but I remember that he played.
It can't be easy when you're that tall and lanky, have long arms, long levers, if you will.
I wouldn't know.
It ain't easy, period.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, I had the best game of my life ever. Broke 100 Saturday.
Yeah, he said, Roger thinks he's never broke 100.
I've never done it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you keep score all the time.
Not in both rounds.
Yeah, I've seen you play. I think you're definitely a solid 90s guy. I've played with you. I've seen you. Now
you,
I
just, you just you, I don't think you keep score much.
Like, there's a little boy inside of me that does a lot of stuff. There's a good golfer. There's a guy that's got some.
You'll see his hair, Justin.
Latent things in him, but all.
Oh yeah, how's that looking?
It's coming. The little hole in the back. It's coming in. It's
the little hole in the back is coming in. You spent way too much time at Club D's. Way too much time at Club D's.
Yeah, you knew about you heard about that. I think we had you on Tuesday when did you heard about the place we were staying next to in Tampa?
Oh yes, yeah.
it was a good time to to say that. Yeah, you know we were talking.
Yeah, why was it?
No, not there at Club D's. About the club in Tampa. We were talking with Christian, and Christian, you made the point too, talking about this Cal situation. You said the toughest thing, you know, is you said like for a young guy to be a big man and be successful, right? You were making the point.
Yeah, it's hard. We don't see a ton of freshman big man be dominant over the years. Now, there have been. Like, Anthony Davis was great for Cal. DeMarcus Cousins was really good for Cal. Cat was the first overall pick, but he wasn't dominant in college. And then Nerlens Noel was another good freshman big man for them. But it's hard to be a freshman big man and go up against guys that, you know, these days are 22, 23 years old.
Yeah, Justin, I guess, you know, that you made that point about what hurt us last year was no big post player, you know. And are we going to be in that situation again this year? Or if we have one, is a young one? I mean, that's the point that Chris is making.
I think they're hoping, and if I'm not mistaken, I think they're hoping that the transfer, I don't know if he's a junior,
Cooper
senior,
Bowser.
I don't know what he is. Cooper Bowser.
Yeah, he's a junior, I believe.
Start and with his experience, and then I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see, and I think it probably is determined. It's probably the chicken and the egg thing. I mean, if you have two or three of those 6'11", 7 foot plus guys that turn out, that you got six of them, so hopefully you get two or three of them to play really well. And but it's also not only that, but it's the versatility they have as far as, like, when they go to, let's say, for example, small ball, like, and you played, say, Murinen at the five, for example, and most of the time he's not going to play there. He's going to be playing the three or the four, because he's, as Cal said, he's probably our best three-point shooter. But anyway, it'll be interesting, because even when you go small, what I was going to say is you're still pretty dang big.
Yeah, you got length for sure.
So,
you know, Roger, yeah. I'd like for Justin, and we come back, Justin and Christian, to go down the list of our new players. I mean, I looked at this roster like, man. I only see them. What did you say, Christian?
There's like 12 of them.
Yeah, it's like, man, it's a whole new team. You know, obviously Billy Richmond. And you know who Jordan's J.J. Andrews is because of his dad. But, yeah, I mean, Roger.
God, he looks huge, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good-looking kid. But, and got some cool names, got some cool challenging names to be able to get. Hey, we get to watch basketball right now in the middle of the summer. That's a nice little treat.
Right.
Strength and honor.
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 Justin.
Strength and honor.
There he goes. All right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target